And having a lot more soldiers than the other bugger, sir, Jackram insisted. Sir, we should get to the rest of the army. Maybe it's trapped, maybe it isn't. All that stuff about them not wanting to slaughter us, sir, that makes no sense. The idea is to win, sir. If the rest of them have stopped attacking, it's because they're frightened of us. We should be down there. That's the place for young recruits, sir, where they can learn. The enemy is looking for them, sir.
If General Frock is among those captured, the keep will be where he is held, said Blouse. I believe he was the first officer you served under as a sergeant, am I right?
Jackram hesitated. That's right, sir, he said eventually. And he was the dumbest lieutenant I've ever met, bar one.
I am positive there is a secret entrance into the keep, sergeant.
Polly's memory nudged her. If Paul was alive, he was in the keep. She caught Shufti's eye. The girl nodded. She'd been thinking along the same lines. She didn't talk much about her fiancé, and Polly wondered how official the arrangement was.
Permission to speak, Sarge, she said.
Okay, Perks.
I'd like to find a way into the keep, Sarge.
Perks, are you volunteering to attack the biggest, strongest castle within 500 miles, single-handed?
I'll go too, said Shufti.
Oh, two of you, said Jackram. Oh, well, that's all right then.
I'll go, said Wazza. The Duchess has told me that I should.
Jackram looked down at Wazza's thin little face and watery eyes and sighed. He turned back to Blouse. Let's get a move on, sir, shall we? We can talk about this later. At least we're headed to Knek, first stop on the road to hell. Perks and Igor, you take point. Maledict, yo! You scout on ahead. I hear ya. Good.
As the vampire walked past Polly, the world just for a moment changed. The forest became greener, the sky greyer, and she heard a noise overhead like whop, 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 and then it was gone. Vampire hallucinations are contagious, she thought. What's going on in his head? She hurried forward with Igorina, and they set off again through the forest. Birds sang. The effect was peaceful, if you didn't know about birdsong, but Polly could recognise the alarm calls close by and the territorial threats far off, and everywhere the preoccupation with sex. That took the edge off the pleasure. It's hard to be an ornithologist and walk through a wood when all around you the world is shouting, "Bugger off, this is my bush, ah, the best thief, have sex with me, I can make my chest big and red."
Polly, said Igorina.
Hmm?
Could you kill someone if you had to?
Polly came right back to the here and now. What sort of question is that to ask anyone?
I think it's the sort you'd ask a soldier, said Igorina.
I don't know. If they were attacking me, I suppose. Hurt them hard enough to keep them lying down anyway. And you?
We have a great respect for life, Polly, said Igorina solemnly. It's easy to kill someone, and almost impossible to bring them back again.
Almost.
Well, if you don't have a really good lightning rod, and even if you have, they're never quite the same. Cutlery tends to stick to them.
Igorina, why are you here?
The clan isn't very keen on girls getting too involved in the great work, said Igorina, looking downcast. Stick to your needlework, my mother keeps saying. Well, that's all very fine, but I know I'm good at the actual incisions as well, especially the fiddly bits. And I think a woman on the slab would feel a lot better about things if she knew there was a female hand on the we belong dead switch. So I thought some battlefield experience would convince my father. Soldiers aren't choosy about who saves their lives.
I suppose men are the same the world over, said Polly.
On the inside, certainly.
And, you really can put your hair back.
Polly had seen it in its jar when they'd been breaking camp. It had spun gently in its bottle of green liquid like some fine, rare seaweed.
Oh, yes, scalp transplants are easy. It stings a bit for a couple of minutes, that's all.
There was a movement between the trees, and then the blur resolved itself into Maledict. He held a finger to his lips as he drew closer, and then whispered urgently,
"Jarl is dragging us."
Polly and Egerina looked at one another.